Broadcasting from Liverpool to the northwest of England, North Wales and beyond, this is Merseyland Alternative Radio.
The voice of South Dublin, South Dublin's World Service, the voice of home. Broadcasting from Tala.
MAR, the continuing sound of free radio.
Welcome to the voice of South Dublin, South Dublin's World Service, the voice of home. Broadcasting from Tala, I'm Pat Kiernan. In this month's programme, Dalai Lama visits South Dublin. Local bus company loses 16 coaches in fire at depot. President Obama invited to shoot some hoops in Tala. Could South Dublin get its own currency? And 25,000 descend on City West for World Irish Dancing Championships. We will also have the usual business and local authority news. If you'd like to contact the station, stay tuned. I'll give you the contact details during the programme. But first, here's the news making the headlines and filling column inches in newspapers across South Dublin County in April 2011. Students from IT Tala were in the spotlight this month after they scooped three top prizes at a prestigious annual film and multimedia competition which promotes responsible drinking, writes Mary Dennehy in The Echo. Two film teams from the local institute, Bibbs Productions and Delay No More Productions, were shortlisted from 40 projects nationwide in the Dare to be DrinkAware.ie competition, organised by the Digital Hub Development Agency and sponsored by DrinkAware.ie. Bibbs Productions won awards for both Best Film and Public Vote Best Film. Meanwhile, Delay No More Productions scooped up the Best Film Runner-Up Award. The Tala Express carries a story from the Silicon Republic by Sean McTiernan that the RPA has published a notice on the eTenders website saying it wants to explore all options around providing free Wi-Fi on both green and red Lewis lines in Dublin. Lewis would be the latest form of transport to provide internet access in Ireland. Bus Éireann began providing a free trial on its Dublin to Galway route last October, and private bus operators started the trend in Ireland in 2009 by offering free Wi-Fi. Even some Dublin taxis have also offered the service. The residents of South Dublin could soon be spending their own currency if a proposal from Councillor Trevor Gilligan gains traction, reports the Lucan Gazette. Council management said it would investigate introducing the currency, which will be used alongside the euro and accepted in shops and in transactions with the local authority. The currency would not be linked to the euro, but would be exchangeable. The council passed a motion at its April meeting, agreeing to consider the idea. Tabling the motion, Councillor Gilligan said the initiative would encourage consumers to spend their money locally and said that residents of South Dublin had lost purchasing power in huge amounts over the past 15 years. The currency would be similar to that of the County Kerry town of Kenmare, which launched its own currency in 2009 called the Euro, spelled Y-O-U-R-O, whilst London Brixton District has the Brixton Pound. County manager said there were several key issues that would need to be worked through. Whitechurch Library in Ballyboden celebrates its centenary this year, reports Morris Garvey in The Echo. Established in 1911, the library has been an important centre for community development across generations of the area's residents. Still in its original condition, the library is using its 100-year anniversary to honour architect Thomas Joseph Byrne, 1876 to 1939, who designed Whitechurch and Glendalkin Libraries. An exhibition is taking place in Whitechurch Library for the architect who was also responsible for the erection of a large number of labourers' cottages in South Dublin, including the cottages in Tala Village. President Barack Obama is well able to hold court, but he could be tested on it if he accepts an invitation to visit the National Basketball Arena in Tala, writes Emer Mulvaney, The Echo's editor. Bosses at Basketball Ireland have confirmed that an invitation has been issued to the American Embassy as well as the White House ahead of the US President's visit in May. A keen basketball player, it is hoped that President Obama might drop in and shoot some hoops in the arena during his stay.
This is MAR.
The Echo's Brendan Grehan reports that the owners of local bus company Jewelway Coaches believe a devastating arson attack which destroyed 16 vehicles at its depot on Easter Monday was sabotage. The general manager of Jewelway told The Echo that the fire, which started at 5 a.m. in the company's yard at Keating's Park in Rathcoole, was deliberate but that he could not think of any reason for the arson attack. With the buses lost in the blaze ranging in value from 30,000 to 250,000, it is believed that the damage could run to several million euro. The World Irish Dancing Championships rolled into City West Conference Centre in April for an action-packed event that was a massive benefit to the local economy, writes The Echo's Maurice Garvey. 20,000 visitors and 5,000 dancers from 32 countries flooded South Dublin from April the 17th to the 23rd to attend the first Dublin event in 15 years. A successful bid by City West Hotel, South Dublin County Council and South Dublin Tourism Board helped bring the event to South Dublin. South Dublin Tourism Board also announced another coup with the news that they have won the bid for the All-Ireland Dance Competition in February 2012. Another event is expected to bring 20,000 to the area. South Dublin County Council has been forking out tens of thousands of euro above market prices for houses bought at the height of the property boom, revealed Jamie Deasy in the Southside People. The local authority has been paying developers substantial sums for properties with prices that were agreed before the market went into a serious decline. The council has been legally tied into these agreements and as a result has paid well in excess of current market prices for many of the homes. For example, in November 2010, the council purchased 3 two-bedroom apartments in St Edmunds in Lucan at a unit cost of €216,000 each. Similar two-bedroom apartments in St Edmunds are currently being advertised for sale on the myhome.ie website in the €170,000 to €190,000 price range. Peace of mind and happiness cannot be achieved through money, the Dalai Lama has told an audience at a conference in City West, reports the Echo's editor Emer Mulvani. His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama Tenzin Gyatso paid a visit to City West in April as part of Possibilities 2011. The Tibetan spiritual leader addressed a crowd of approximately 2,500 at the conference centre. Dublin Bus has moved to allay fears for Tallaght residents that they will be left without a service on the main road by confirming that the 140 will use the road through the village as part of its new route. Maurice Garvey reports that the 140, which is replacing the 65B and the 54A as part of Dublin Bus's Network Direct proposals in the summer, was originally scheduled to travel from Kiltipper to IKEA in Ballymun via the N81. However, this has been changed as a result of public reaction. Works to restore the physical appearance of Lucan Bridge have got underway, reports Paul Hosford in the Lucan Gazette. The works include the replacement of missing capping stones, repainting of balustrades, cleaning of the bridge by power hosing, repainting of capping stones and the installation of chain link fencing behind the balustrades. The bridge, built in 1814, is the longest single span masonry bridge in Ireland. Just 1 year after the X-ray scandal emerged at Tallaght Hospital, the facility has won a prestigious international award for how it dealt with the patient safety crisis, reports The Echo's Mary Dennehy. After being selected from nearly 1,000 entries from some 26 countries, Tallaght Hospital was chosen as the winner of this year's Gold Quill Award for Excellence in Communication from the International Association of Business Communicators. Regarded as the communication industry's oldest and most prestigious award, this is the first time in its 36 years that the accolade has been won by an Irish organisation. The hospital won the Gold Quill for issues management and crisis communication in relation to its response to last March's revelation that more than 57,000 x-rays were not reviewed by a consultant radiologist between 2005 and 2009. One patient died as a result of delayed diagnosis. In its award submission, the facility explained how it dealt with the initial crisis and how it resolved the issues and made changes. It also highlighted how the hospital communicated these improvements to all stakeholders.
This is Merseyland Alternative Radio.
You are listening to a review of stories that made the news in South Dublin County in April 2011 on the Voice of South Dublin, South Dublin's World Service, on this station, and also on 87.8 FM in Hertfordshire, England, and on World FM 88.2 FM in Wellington, New Zealand. The Voice of South Dublin provides the Irish diaspora with news events from the South Dublin towns of Tallaght, Lucan and Clondalkin, as well as other districts such as City West, Rathcoole, Temple Oak and Palmerstown. VOSD is looking for further broadcast partners. You may be listening to this programme on one such partner, Merseyland Alternative Radio, on 1314 kHz AM and also on www.mar.me.uk. If you are a radio operator and you are willing to cater to the Irish diaspora in your audience by rebroadcasting the monthly VOSD programme, which is 15 minutes long, please don't hesitate to contact me, Pat Kiernan, on vosd@dublin.ie. In business news, the National Asset Management Agency has appointed a statutory receiver to a number of businesses linked to City West tycoon Jim Mansfield and his family, reports The Echo. These include Weston Aerodrome near Lucan and six apartment blocks beside City West Hotel in Saggart. Last year, Bank of Scotland Ireland appointed a receiver to the City West Hotel empire after the Mansfield Group's massive debts were revealed. A total of 112 new jobs are set to be created in Clondalkin and Ballymount by Greyhound Recycling and Recovery, reports the Clondalkin Gazette's Paul Hosford. Greyhound, which is Ireland's largest recycling company and currently employs 250 staff, immediately starts recruiting 50 new staff who will be employed from the 1st of September. The company recently consolidated its position as Ireland's largest recycling company by completing a deal to buy South Dublin County Council's waste collection business. Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer has told staff at their plant in Clondalkin that they are seeking voluntary redundancies, reports the Tallaght Informer. The company employs over 1,200 people at their plant in Grange Castle. Between 60 to 80 people will be laid off. However, Pfizer have stated that they will soon be hiring people to work in different sectors within the plant. A new innovative electronic communication service that could make work easier for law firms and legal professionals is the product of two local entrepreneurs. Derek Gately and Rowan Bass from Temple Oak founded eBrief in response to overhead demands placed on legal practices by litigation. The electronic tool, which is a fast way to share and store briefs worldwide, has a secure encrypted facility to share between solicitors, barristers and clients. Derek and computer programmer Rowan have developed a product that not only improves the efficiency of litigation procedures, but is also environmentally friendly because of reduced paper, postage costs and storage. The future looks bright for the fledgling company as eBrief prepares to enter the market in Northern Ireland and Britain by the end of the month. To view the company's website, visit www.ebrief.ie. In local authority news, May belongs to the Bealtaine Festival, celebrating creativity in older age. South Dublin County Council have organised a number of events during the month to celebrate this festival. Thousands of older people now take part in the Bealtaine Festival, with 2011 being its 16th year. From dance to cinema, painting to theatre, Bealtaine showcases the talents and creativity of both first-time and professional older artists. It is a chance for people to make new and challenging work, a chance to communicate traditions between the generations. It is a chance for the novice to discover a talent until then unseen, and a chance for a long dormant skill to find a new outlet. The theme for the 2011 is Push the Boat Out, Whatever the Sea. And so South Dublin County Council are now asking citizens to push the boat out, whatever the sea, and try something new during the month of May. For further information, visit www.sdcc.ie. That brings us to the end of this month's programme. Thank you indeed for tuning our way. We do hope you enjoyed at least some of our programme and that you learned something new about South Dublin County that you didn't know before. Broadcasting since 1996, you're listening to the Voice of South Dublin, South Dublin's World Service, the Voice of Home. If you'd like to contact us, say hi to friends and family at home or abroad, or would like to suggest a feature for the programme, please feel free to write to us at Voice of South Dublin, 333 Glenview Park, Dublin 24, Ireland. You may also contact us via email, vosd@dublin.ie. Broadcasting from Tala, this is the Voice of South Dublin, South Dublin's World Service, the Voice of Home. I'm Pat Kiernan.